The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
That's right, and I ain't no commentator either. Good morning. It's Tuesdays. 1 minute after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time, for those of you keeping track of every little thing that's said on the show. Well, it's a good thing, I guess, because, you know, we always have phone lines open, 844-769-2944. For those of you who are interested, Power Mall's not open yet, so you can't call them. But we do have 10% off of the Grown by Nature products this week. We decided to extend the sale so you can sign up for AutoShip and automatically get 10% off every time you order. 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week, and that means Justin Porter is going to be joining us today. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing for North American Urban Spice, but he's also kind of in his own way a holistic practitioner too. So we get a lot of news and interesting tips and some medical information you don't normally get with watching mainstream media. And of course, for those of you who want to be a Joyce Riley supporter, this helps keep the Power Mall on the air. For $100 or more donation, you get one of these free Knowledge is Power Joyce Riley coffee mugs.
Hi there, I'm Joyce Riley.
Yeah. There's the Power Hour logo. She's been around since the year 2000. Of course, she left us June 25th of 2017, but you can commemorate her and live on with her legacy and her memory just by getting one of these cups. One of these. Yeah, for those of you that are watching it on, I just made you dizzy for those of you watching me on camera. All right. So that's, we'll send it to you for $100 or more donation. So you can also subscribe to thepowerhour.com for our newsletter. And we're also on Substack. I'm also on Substack at davekrieger.substack.com. Thepowermall.com, you can also subscribe to and get newsletters, highlights, and other info you might have missed or need regarding the effort to maintain your personal health, because that's the most important thing. And of course, we've got the Red Pill Expo that we're pushing. Yes, we're pimping the Red Pill Expo. You can use the code Power Hour to get a 10% discount on tickets, whether you go to the event in Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th and 13th, or you watch them online streaming. You still, so still got to pay, but you get a 10% off when you use the code Power Hour. All righty. So let's see what else is going on besides a new virus spreading. Oh, a new virus? Really? I always love it. I go into the doctor's office and they go, have you had COVID the last? And I go, no, I had gonorrhea last week. I'm going to have syphilis next week. And they look at me like, okay, you are crazy. I go, no, I'm being facetious because you people are brainwashed and you need to wake up. That's what's going through my head, but I actually verbalize it too. And they look at me like, okay, fine. You're joking. I get it. I said, no, I'm not joking. You people really are paranoid about stuff. You just common sense, you know, viruses normally spread because, you know, you play with stuff and you don't keep washing your hands and all that good stuff. So we move on to the top five news stories of the day. And then, of course, my headline reads, Congress is losing its testosterone. Jim Jordan, you know, the House Judiciary Committee chairman from Ohio, wants to know why U.S. Attorney David Weiss, the prosecutor from Delaware, struck a plea deal with Hunter Biden is denying requests on AG Merrick Garland's behalf. Of course, Jordan sent a letter to Garland requesting documents and communiques related to the DOJ's alleged retaliation against IRS whistleblowers investigating you-know-who. Yep, you all like to lovingly refer to him as the person with the mental acuity of an office furniture. In reply to Jordan's request to get a letter back from Weiss declining to accommodate his requests. The fact that the congressman described as unusual. Oh, whoop-dee-ding-dang-doo, Jimmy. Come on, you know they're not going to give you anything. You, all these veiled threats of Congress, this is all part of the Schiff show. Sad but true. Wow. And of course, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has raised the idea of possibly opening an impeachment inquiry into Merrick Garland as a new email contradicts his testimony regarding the Hunter Biden investigation. You know, as we just told you, Weiss brought several tax charges against Hunter Biden, resulting in the younger Biden admitting guilt, but then he gets a hand slap. Anybody else doing this, you or me do this, oh, we'd be in leg irons. Oh, not Hunter Biden, because Daddy Joe, who's a moving kind of slow at the junction, Petticoat Junction. Yeah, you know it. Hey, we got to do something. You know, it's brought to you by the Power Hour. That's right. You want to hear it on your local station, just recommend to the broadcast. See, the thing is you just never know what we're going to talk about. And the two new stations we have at 1610 a.m. in St. Petersburg, Florida, and 97.5 in Northport. You want to help us out on shortwave, because I know a lot of you listen to us directly at 7.490. You can send a check to WWCR directly and put the Power Hour on the memo line so it's credited to the right account. Send it to WWCR, that's Worldwide Christian Radio, at 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And let's see, besides all the Schiff show going on in Congress, when at last we left the proceedings in U.S. v. Trump, the federal case regarding former President Donald Trump's purported improper retention of classified documents, Special Counsel Jack Smith moved for a continuance from August 14th to December 11th and further disclosed the existence of 84 witnesses, the list of which the government sought to leave under seal. And the judge went, nope, not prudent, not going to happen. Now you're going to be very transparent here, Mr. Smith. And of course, all the media lined up. Everybody, all the major media, they all lined up wanting a piece of the action. We want to know every little thing that's going on, including we want all the classified documents so we can leak them on the air and tell all our enemies of America what was in those documents. See, that's what they would be tripping all over themselves to get that information, even if it was classified or declassified by Trump. The media, if they had the opportunity to leak it all over, they're irresponsible. They're not even journalists. They're just plain out irresponsible. They would do it. They'd leak every single declassified document Trump had in his possession. CNN, as a matter of fact, obtained an audio of Trump discussing classified documents and secret information. Why would they do that? To boost their ratings? CNN sucks. They only have, what, 490-something thousand people that listen to their show out of 323 million people? And they only have that little bit listening to their, you guys might as well close up shop, worthless pieces of caca. Yeah, this is bad. You know, where do they get that audio of Trump? Was somebody taping Trump and he didn't know it? You see, this is part of the problem with Trump's ego. It's going to get him into trouble. I already told you 92% of all convictions come right out of the mouth of the accused. So yeah, you just keep patting yourself on the back. Yep, you go right ahead, Don. You pat yourself on the back and see where it gets you. Because right now, all the legal pundits, the legal eagles out there, are looking at all your documents going, and the charges against you in the classified document scandal going, well, those first 31 are probably going to get tossed out, but the rest of those, oh, you better be careful. Yeah, see, they got him off his political footing. And of course, hurry, 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 step right up and get your One World Health Organization One Health token. Yeah, this kind of approach is coming for the world's food systems, aiming to meld them in with health insurance and medical fields. See, what they're going to do is they're going to have food tokens, medically tailored meals, and prescription food programs that both dictate what you eat and have the power to impose penalties if you stray too far off course. Why can't I have my Cheetos? Yeah. How do you get people to break? Control their food and their money. According to investigative journalist Corey Lynn, what's the weapon? controlling your identity through digital means, the smartphone, QR codes, digital identities, biometrics, artificial intelligence, and chips. We put them in your brain.
Oh, hey, Johnny, he's got chips in his head.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yep, she really nailed that one, Corey Lynn. You did. She has a channel on Spotify. Dig it. Episode 189. For those of you interested in going to look. Yeah, this is the new One Health approach. And what's going to happen is they're actually going to put the vaccine in your food. And the vaccine, you know, will contain mRNA because they want to turn you into Satan. They want to take what God hath wrought and turn it all upside down and shake it up. And what do you got? Bibbidi bobbidi. No, you don't. So this is a real problem out there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like to use the term boys and girls because that's condescending. And my listeners deserve better than that. You all are blessed by God. And you can say no. Just say no. Yep. We don't want this. And you can just call your elected representatives and say, hey, I think that, you know, see, there's only three states right now that have outlawed CBDCs. That's Alabama, Indiana, and Florida. Three states out of 50 that have outlawed CBDCs. That's central bank digital currencies, for those of you that haven't been playing the game. That's a real problem. You know, we need all 50 states to do it, but you know what? All the blue states are going to jump right in and play along, and they're going to scold the red states because they won't play along. And when you start controlling the GDP and you start applying all these, quote, standards, unquote, people start getting irate. They start doing things that become crazy and radical. Yeah, we got more of that coming up at you here 12 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central. Russian President Vladimir Putin in world news pledged in a televised address that the leaders of the Wagner Rebellion, or could be Wagner, you know, Richard Wagner, the German composer. Yeah, everybody call it Wagner. No, in German it's Wagner. And Putin said they're going to be brought to justice. Now, wait a minute. I thought Lukashenko and Prigozhin, it's hard, kind of hard to, you know, Yevgeny Prigozhin. I thought that they made a deal. Let's make a deal. I thought they were going to do that. But, you know, Putin gets on TV trying to save face because all the American pundits, political pundits out there are going, oh, look at Putin's weak. No, he's not. Putin has his finger on the button. You watch. We cannot take any of these people for granted. According to what we're understanding right now, because of this planned transfer has been announced by the military in wake of last week's insurrection, the Russian Defense Ministry has announced preparation for the handover of heavy weapons from the Wagner private military company to the units of the National Armed Forces in Russia. And, of course, they're saying the criminal case against Wagner dropped, but Putin says one thing. Well, we'll see. I think it's tit for tat again. Australia, meanwhile, says it's going to give $74 million in an assistance package to Ukraine, providing new military vehicles and artillery ammo. Funds are also being sent for humanitarian needs. In other words, it's going to go right into you-know-who's pocket. And, of course, we have an essay from Technocracy News that's on your email blast, should you decide to accept it. Yeah, your mission. Good luck, Jim. Yeah. This essay is from a scholar in Moldova. Yeah, I remember Moldova from the movie Red. Remember that with Bruce Willis and John Malkovich? Yeah, little snorkel, little jump, you know, little electrodes. Yeah. Yeah. Offers a view from outside the U.S., crucial to understand how citizens of other nations view the global takeover by technocrats and transhumanists. They are laughing at us. This is the apocalyptic phase of technocracy and transhumanism where they want to convince everybody to put a chip in their head. Of course, now we're hearing rumors that the FSB has closed the Wagner investigation without charges. Yeah, they say that, but we'll see. By the way, our last world news before we go to the phones here. Null votes win Guatemala presidential election, prompting a runoff between two leftist candidates. What are null votes? Well, those are where there's something wrong with the ballot. They can't make out exactly what the ballot says. They might have voted for both of them. And so now it's turned into a runoff presidential election because of all these null votes. Yeah, so now you get to pick for the lesser of two evils. Yep, there's your world news for today. Do you really care? Is that what's affecting you directly? I don't know. Yes, for more news and information, we go to North Carolina and Jeff, our first caller this morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Awesome show as usual. Hey, you just made me laugh a little bit. I'm getting ready to go out and run some errands. I was wanting to know, what should I do if I see some moron driving inside their vehicle wearing one of those stupid idiot masks? What should I do?
Well, we call them COVIDiots. I mean, you can call them what you want, but, you know, normally, I mean, the funnier one was when my buddy called me, goes, I thought that I'd been outdone until I saw this guy with his window, driver's side window, slightly cracked down at the intersection. He's wearing a mask and he's got a hole cut in it and he's got a cigarette in his mouth and he's smoking in the car with a mask on. And I'm like, I thought I'd heard of every COVIDiot, every dummy that's out there that bought into this. Yeah. Bought into this garbage. Now they got this new virus out there. So, you know, people just got to be aware. I don't know what you could do. Just, you know, just sit there and motion to, like, take your mask off and, you know, read my lips.
I'll tell you what I feel like doing. I feel like getting one of those bullhorns and rolling down my window and just blasting it as loud as I can, right, till I almost just shake their window. That's what I feel like doing.
You might give the poor guy a heart attack. You know, because those bullhorns, the bullhorns that I have one of those bullhorns, as a matter of fact. I got them from Radio Shack for $100. Anyway, it's got a siren on it. Now, just imagine, you know, I used to go to the drive-up windows and go, welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order, please? I used to do all sorts of I used to do crazy stuff like that anyway, but I mean, can you imagine that turning that siren on with your window down and watching that guy jump 3 feet out of his seat and hit his head on the ceiling?
I would love to see that. All right, Dave, thanks a lot, man. You have a good day, man. God bless you now.
God bless you too. Hey, you know what? Hey, if we can't make fun of what's going on out here, I mean, there is a serious side to all this. There is. But I am not going to be depressed about it. I'm serious. This is not going to get me down. The Latin term for those of you out there, and please, those of you listening to us in 1610 in St. Pete, don't take offense to this. The Latin phrase is illegitimus non carborundum est. And it means don't let the bastards get you down. Illegitimus bastard. Okay, do you get that? Illegitimus non carborundum est. Put that in your vocabulary and smoke it. Yeah. See, now we get move on to use news. That's U.S. news, but I call it use news. Yeah. The Supreme Court has thrown out Louisiana's appeal, making way for a new congressional map. Up just in time for the election. Yeah. Writ of certiorari before the judgment is dismissed as improvidently granted. The stay heretofore entered by the court on June 28th of last year is vacated, according to the Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah. Now, we don't know if there were any dissents because the order was unsigned. Oh, wow. So, there you have it. Louisiana is going to get a new congressional map. They're apparently what the deal was is the Supreme Court looked at this, as did the appeals court, which would have been the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and decided, you know what? This congressional map down here just is not fair to black people. They are not being represented properly, and so we need to redraw the district so that they are represented more properly. Forget about voters. Let's talk about race. You see, this is what it's all become. Everybody in America has the same legal, equal footing if they just choose to follow it, right? But they don't. Oh, by the way, if you had not heard what happened last Friday, another airport ground crew worker got sucked into a jet engine. Not pretty. This happened at San Antonio International Airport on Delta Flight 111, which pulled into the gate at 10:30 at night. They have to have at least one engine going in order to be able to taxi to the gate. So when they land and they start to taxi toward the runway, they shut down the right engine, leave the left engine on. Well, a 27-year-old ground crew worker under contract to Delta Airlines got sucked into Flight 111, into the left engine. He walked right in front of it. And now the medical examiner has ruled, because they found a note, it was a suicide. Phew, what a way to go. I mean, it's instantaneous. I mean, like 1 second, you are blown through the engine. 1 second. I mean, I don't know which is worse, that or what happened to the people on the Titan sub. It both is basically, boom, you're done. We've got a rash of rip current deaths in the Florida Panhandle. 9 people have died in rip currents in the Panama City Beach area in Bay County, Florida this month. And of course, you don't need bad weather for rip currents to happen. So we have a list of things to need to know. If the sign says rip currents, do yourself a favor. If you're going to wade in like knee deep water, fine. But you go out there and you start swimming, get sucked out by rip current, you're done for. Those things are powerful. I mean, lifeguards would be looking at you like, you idiot. What are they going to do? Throw you a line? Yeah. No, I'm serious. Those rip currents is nothing to mess with out there. I have been to the beaches in Florida, and I can tell you, rip tides and rip currents, no fun. And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a long-term impact on grade school education. New data released Wednesday of last shows 13-year-olds nationwide tested significantly lower in reading and math, with math scores facing the single largest drop in 50 years. Wow! Are you surprised? I mean, look at our education system. No, they don't want to teach kids reading and math. They want to teach kids how to play dress up. The whole lot of them are messed up. I mean, we need to be scrutinizing our school boards and asking them the simplest questions. A, what made you think locking everybody down was going to help your, and we're paying taxes to these people? Property taxes go to pay for schools? And this is what we get for our property taxes? This is where you make a difference in your local county and your local school board. Because when you can sit there and turn the tables, why are we, if the population of the United States is declining deliberately and purposefully because of depopulation efforts by our own government, and people are, why do I want to bring a kid into this world? Look, it's a mess. And so people are electing not to have kids. Some people are. They can adopt or they can do artificial whatever. AI stands for artificial insemination too, folks. So whatever the case may be, you know, why are we paying all this money to school districts that are teaching our kids how to play dress up rather than reading and math? When you start investigating that, folks, this is on you. This is your local school district right here. Now, it's in your backyard. I know, NIMBY, not in my backyard. Yeah, but it is. It's facing everybody, not just the military. Pentagon's woke agenda is dividing and weakening the military, and it's all by design, according to Lieutenant General Deanna Burt, Deputy Chief of Space Operations for the U.S. Space Force, said that anti-LGBTQ plus laws introduced by state legislatures are affecting hiring decisions. Can't have it. And where did she say this? At a recent Pentagon Pride event. Oh, isn't that nice? I could just see all our military going out into the field. You want to get the enemy laughing? Let's just dress up all our military in dresses and send them out in the field, dresses and combat boots, and make sure they got lots of makeup and a wig so they look ridiculous. And they don't have to march in formation. They can sashay. And I'm sure that our enemies would just be sitting there laughing their fool heads off, going, these guys aren't going to shoot. They want to have deviant sex. I mean, they have made a mockery of our military. These people that are in charge. Oh, and let's not forget the Admiral. Oh, yeah, the Admiral. You know who I'm talking about? Rachel Levine. Yeah, the transgender. That's the Assistant Secretary for Health and, you know, for U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has declared Pride Month is coming to an end, that it should be a summer of pride. So we need to just happy Pride Month. And let's call it a happy summer of pride so we can extend this out another 2 months. So July and August, all the way to September when we start fall, it's going to be nothing but pride this, pride that. And so let's all play dress up, shall we, Admiral? We should call her Rear Admiral. Oh, that was a terrible joke, wasn't it? Well, that's what they want. Buggery on the RCs. Yeah. Yeah, this is a real problem. And then you've got Vice President Chlamydia Harris telling teen girls, we're counting on you to push the abortion agenda forward. Boy, they want to make a mess of everything. And now they're getting to your kids, and this is another reason why. I mean, she's telling this in Teen Vogue magazine. Mommies, you need to watch what your daughters are reading. Because now they're trying to educate them in the wrong direction. They're trying to tear apart the family unit. You think they're doing a good job of it? Now you wonder why more and more people are homeschooling their kids. That's exactly why. Meanwhile, foreign nationals are overstaying their visas, thus becoming illegal aliens, reportedly hitting a record number under Biden's watch. DHS is saying right now the annual visa overstay report for fiscal year 2022, 854,000 foreign nationals overstayed their visas from October 2021 through September 2022. More than 795,000 of them remain illegal aliens, while close to 59,000 left the U.S. only after their visas expired, which means 795,000 people out there. Wow. They're still in this country illegally, and the Biden administration is purposefully not doing one damn thing about it. How's that make you feel? Are you mad yet? An illegal alien protected multiple times from arrest and deportation by the Sanctuary County of Fairfax County, Virginia, now accused of attempting to kidnap a four-year-old girl after breaking into an apartment. Hiram Bacuadano Rodriguez, 24-year-old illegal from Honduras, was arrested and charged late last week with burglary of an occupied dwelling and attempted abduction of a juvenile after allegedly breaking into an apartment in Fairfax County and trying to kidnap a sleeping toddler. See, this is what's going on here. I mean, then you've got the guy, Newman Castillo Delgado, 20-year-old migrant, recently arrived in Sanctuary City, Chicago, charged with shoplifting of over $3,100 of Ralph Lauren merchandise from a Macy's, along with three others. Oh, see, isn't it wonderful we have all these illegal immigrants? Hey, it's going to happen in your own neighborhood. You think it's just confined to Chicago? You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you tuning in on shortwave AM and FMs across the country and live on thepowerhour.com, where we have 10% off Grown by Nature products this week. We're going to extend the sale so you can sign up for auto ship at thepowermall.com. We also have 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week. To back that up, Justin Porter with NAHS is going to be on the show with us at the top of next hour. And, of course, we appreciate your donations to keep us on the air, to keep the shortwave going. If you want to send a snail mail donation, you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And while you're at it, you can write us a letter letting us know why you'd like to get the satellite dish that Rick Kaler is going to be giving away this week. Oh, did I let that? Spoiler alert. Oh, wow. Yeah, you still have time to get your letter in. And, of course, you can go to support at thepowerhour.com and email us the reason why you'd like one of these dishes that was donated. Wow, what a dish. Ha. Satellite dish by Rick Kaler and ricksatelliteusa.com. That's right. Now, Rick, of course, is going to want to talk to you before giving you one of these things because you got to make sure you can use it. His number is 816-228-1801. You can call Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. Or visit him online, ricksatelliteusa.com. I'm not sure you couldn't even, when you go to ricksatelliteusa.com, you couldn't just drop him an email and tell him why you wanted one of these things. He's going to get it either way. Rick, that's communicating with Rick directly. Oh, by the way, for those of you that are following people on Twitter, since I put the Krieger Files on Twitter, Lauren Boebert just posted a comment about Patti LaBelle's messing up the Tina Turner song. And I'm like, Lauren, don't you have better things to comment about that than that? I just invited her to be on the show to tell us how useless our Congress is. Explain why they're useless. We'll see what happens and what kind of reaction I get on Twitter for that one. And I put the Power Hours logo on there so she could actually come on and listen to the show, because I think half these Congress people are clueless as to what the rest of America are thinking. Sad but true. Ah, yes, we have our morning report here directly from north of the border. George Freund in Canada, how are you, my good man? What's going on?
Well, there's a very important development happening right now. A Russian presidential aircraft is heading for Dulles International Airport. It'll arrive at about 12:15 today. And the only speculation that could come out of something like this is they're coming to dust off the diplomats or other key personnel that the Russians have in the United States and extricate them back home. The plane's just passed Iceland, and, it's a very ominous development for anyone who knows history or understands what happens before a war. Another thing that happened before a war, I guess if it was 1941, I could say the Japanese fleet put to sea and everyone would laugh at me. But their submarine, the nuclear submarine Belgorod, put to sea. And the Belgorod is the one that carries the Poseidon torpedoes that are planted off your coast that create the tsunami. So the torpedoes are planted just like a mine and activated remotely later after all the ships have disappeared, and you'll be under, many, many hundred feet of water across the United States East Coast and probably a good part of Canada's East Coast. So those are two very ominous developments. And if I was a Russian and I was going to attack you, there's a certain weekend coming up very shortly. I get you while you're sleeping in your beds or partying for your 4th of July weekend, and you'll never know what hit you.
Yeah,
so if you're
sense.
Of a mind to prep, I would prep. The thief in the night is loose, and I shout, stop thief. But I guess the Bible's very clear about that, too. Certain things have to happen and become history, I guess, in the near future. I read all the news a long time ago with great Bible scholars. One of the greatest was Grant Jeffrey from Brampton, Canada. He passed away. He has wrote so many books on all the things that are coming this way, and I used to just love listening to him, and I have most of his books, so I understand very well the thief in the night and the things that are to come. They always used to say tomorrow's news is in the Bible yesterday, and it is. It's just you got to read it, look at it a little bit, and it makes perfect sense. But these are two very, very large developing stories about where that submarine's going and who's getting dusted off at Dulles today.
All right, so
now,
George,
keep an eye out.
George, let me ask you a question. Yeah, this is because you've been following this. What do you know as far as you think that they're going to come and evacuate all their diplomats from the Russian embassies and all up and down the coast or whatever the case, and everybody's going there? Now, you know about these Congress people, these senators that have gotten these sat phones. Do you think that they're being warned that you need to get out of D.C. right now until we know what's going on? What do you think about that?
Well, they have to be prepared. It's an ominous sign. If you can read the tea leaves, and when you're dealing with deadly force confrontations, and that's one of my big life career options was, being in the holdup business, you have to read the slightest little bit of information and act and react to it. Because if you wait till the bullet holes are in your body, you waited too long.
That's right.
And so for me, the slightest thing out of position, a person, in one holdup I avoided, just a place that we picked up, there's a car there. Never been a car there. And then it's like, I'm not exposing my men to fire. I get out. I didn't even stand up. I'm just under the bumper and I'm going, this isn't good. Let me back in our armored truck. We're out of here. End of story. And then hours later, we get a report from the police that the car was stolen. Well, most people would just brazenly walk in and do what they want to do. But you have to be very adaptive to little smells, odors, noises or sights that you see that implicate something much bigger is waiting for you. So a lot of guys I work with just thought of me as radar in MASH. When George tells you to duck, duck.
Yeah.
And you save a few bullet holes in your body. And many of the people that didn't, they were the most fortunate people I probably know a lot of people who got shot, and most everyone, it was just a miracle, miracle, miracle. One guy in particular, he just happened to be open in his mouth, and the bullet entered his cheek and went out the hole. And, you know, you can't get a better gunshot wound than that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I started thinking the MASH tune in my head, George, as soon as you said that. Well, we'll keep an eye out on all these upcoming developments, and we appreciate your chiming in this morning. Wow, that's news, you know, that they're going to land in Dulles. And this isn't Putin making a visit to the White House. No, I think you're right about that. They may be evacuating Soviet diplomats because they don't want them affected by what may be coming. And we appreciate you chiming in this morning. I've got some news I got to get to with the last 15 minutes left over, and thanks for your call. The city of Fort Worth, Texas, by the way, has suffered a cyber attack in which internal systems were compromised, and a leftist organization called Sieged Sec has reportedly taken credit. The leftist hacker group has previously attacked the government systems of pro-life states, has now reportedly targeted the city of Fort Worth over strong Texas laws preventing the mutilation of children in the name of gender-affirming care. Do you remember Andrew Warren? He's the former Hillsborough County State Attorney in Florida. He waited too long to ask the Florida Supreme Court to reinstate him after DeSantis suspended him. And of course, the Chief Justice, Charles Kennedy, said the time for our review has passed. You waited too long. DeSantis suspended Warren in August of last year, citing neglect of duty and incompetence. Because you just can't enforce what laws you feel like enforcing and not enforcing the rest of them. And of course, Warren had to get vocal about it. DeSantis got wind of it and suspended him. And of course, the decision was 6-1. Former Chief Justice Jorge Labarga, he's the one who voted to allow Warren to have his hearing. But Florida Supreme Court said, nope. Waited too long. Statute of limitations, you know, all that good stuff. You had so many months to file a complaint. You didn't, so you're out. Now we have reports of the Las Vegas Turnberry Towers condominium. Now, here's an interesting thing for those of you living there. You probably know full well what was going on, because a guy wearing a helmet had an AR-15 and other weapons showed up and started opening fire inside the condo unit. And, of course, one of the condo residents pulled out a gun that he was carrying and shot the attacker, who is now in critical condition in the hospital, obviously under arrest. You see, and this is why we have concealed carry laws out there, folks. And now here's something else. If you live in Fairfax County, little Mr. Left-Wing Fairfax County out there, the cops are now going to be shooting beanbags instead of shotgun shells. Oh, wow. Yeah, they see that little target right there with a hole? Just see if you can hit that hole with the beanbag. Yeah, shoot the beanbags. Now the criminals know they only got beanbags. Well, let's see them stop a bullet. Fairfax County has the third highest median household income of any county-level local jurisdiction in the U.S. and went nearly 70% for his fraudulency, Joe Biden, in 2020. In other words, this is a county run by Democrats without serious oppositions from Republicans. And as a result, the crimes against persons increased by 10%, crimes against property by 19% jump. So all you people in Fairfax County that don't want to arm yourselves, you're in for a wild ride. Yeah, why don't you go play dress up and go out in the front lawn, see if you can invite a home invasion. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Wow. U.S. Supreme Court, meanwhile, on June 26, has dismissed an appeal over a long-running dispute between Trump and congressional Democrats over the former Trump International Hotel in the nation's capital. Now it's the Waldorf Astoria. Yep, they withdrew the lawsuit. End of story. No big deal. However, Bud Light is going to permanently lose nearly a fourth of its business, according to analysts, because it got woke. Put Dylan Mulvaney's picture on a can. End of story. According to Barron's Magazine, they are going to, yep. Yeah, they're basically saying hold on all your stock buys, especially them. Deutsche Bank gathered data suggesting 24% of Bud Light's consumers no longer want that brand. It leaves a bad taste in their mouth. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like Monica's hot sauce. Troy Aikman has been knocking beer brands, trying to cash in on Independence Day by slapping an American flag on their packages. Well, Troy Aikman said, you need to drink this, so you see how this all works. This is all PSYOPs. The wheels of PSYOPs go round and round, round and round. Yep, that's what they're doing. Any other, you know, whatever Troy endorses, you all got to drink, right? Pay attention to those sports messages and don't pay attention to what's going on in Congress, okay? Yeah. You know, he's getting a paycheck from the mainstream media, folks. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here. Under science and technology, this is some pretty scary stuff here, folks. Is the next Wuhan biolab at Colorado State University in Fort Collins? Seriously, this institution is totally stonewalling public protest over its new NIH-funded biolab and bat research facility to be completed by the end of this summer. Their horrible track record of lab leaks in the past should be sufficient to ban it from ever conducting or being involved with gain-of-function research in the first place, but they're going to do it. They're going to play with bats. Yep. Yeah, we got stories on our email blast about yet another gain-of-function biolab being constructed in the West. More on this story revealed in the coming days and weeks. And by the way, having to do with that Titanic sub blowout, a submarine expert is saying that OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush was using predatory tactics in recruiting passengers for the Titanic dive, looking for those wealthy clients for the dive to make it more profitable. $1 million dive, yeah. And he puts all that money in his pocket. Well, not anymore, man. Australian officials are set to introduce legislation that would implement fines for social media companies that fail to remove disinformation and misinformation from their platforms. Yep, they're going after Elon. Yeah, it's called censorship. They call it fake news. We call it censorship. You call it what you want. The White House. Oh, here's another one of those stories where the White House is announcing something. $40 billion in funding to boost internet connectivity nationwide. You see, they got to have all this. They have to have the internet connected to every Middlesex county and farm. Yeah, what was that? The listen, my children, and you shall hear the midnight ride of what? Yeah. I know you just said it. I know you just said it. Yeah, well, $40 billion because we're going to connect. We want the internet connected to everybody that can't afford it. We want that internet so we can tell what you're thinking. The Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, called BEAD for short. Oh, yeah, they're going to connect every person in America to reliable high-speed internet by 2030 so we can hack into your brain. Speaking of hacking into your brain, you better be careful what you tell AI, because hackers are now targeting private info of ChatGPT users. Believe it or not, there's over 101,000 compromised ChatGPT account login credentials found on dark web marketplaces in the last year, putting ChatGPT users' privacy at risk. And to think that law firms are using this. And now all their sensitive information and personal data has been compromised. I think before you hire an attorney these days, you better make sure he's not playing in that platform. Because if he is, all your stuff may be out there in the dark web for sale. Could jeopardize your case. Think about that before you look at our dual purpose justice system. Oh, yeah. In the energy and environment category, New York City tells coal and wood pizza oven pizzerias to cut carbon emissions by 75% or face hefty fines. This is Ted Timbers, a spokesperson for the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. We have new rules out this past Sunday. New Yorkers deserve to breathe healthy air, and wood and coal-fired stoves are among the largest contributors of harmful pollutants in the neighborhoods. So screw your pizzas, folks. Hey, guess what? We got a local guy out there, an angry New Yorker, hurled pizzas at City Hall. Give us pizza or give us death. Yeah, he came with a couple of boxes of pizza and threw them at City Hall slice by slice, protesting that Scott Lobido, berating the city for targeting pizzerias while allowing nude LGBTQ pride parades and not cracking down on crime. Of course, to which Mayor Adams responded, "Where's the pepperoni, man? Where's the pepperoni?" That's a joke. Now, throwing the pieces at City Hall was not a joke, but my response to that. Yeah, Mayor Adams, what are you going to do? Yeah, do the T-Berry shuffle? Come on, what are you going to do there, Mayor Adams? This is all stupid stuff going on right now. Man, New York pizzerias, can you believe that? They'll stupid nothing. They'll stupid at nothing either. The Biden administration is splashing $1.7 billion on electric and low-emission buses now. Can you imagine riding one of these electric buses and all of a sudden the sucker breaks down? Don't worry, Chlamydia Harris will be on the bus going, "I love electric buses," as it breaks down and they're sitting there in sweltering heat. We have a new article on about how to attract beneficial insects and repel pests through garden design. Repel pests, rather. Most of us have this idea of how gardens are supposed to look and not with all of the dead plants and stuff that's being chewed up by those unwanted pests. See, that's why you have to understand that ladybugs are good bugs, right? So we got an article on there about how to attract the beneficial insects while getting rid of the bad ones. How to design your garden to do that. Interesting article. How to identify atrial fibrillation and what might help. That's another thing, too, because AFib is not a very funny thing, leading to often rapid heart rhythm that can lead to serious complications, including stroke and heart failure. Symptoms of AFib include lightheadedness, dizziness, fatigue, chest pain, and a feeling your heart is fluttering or pounding. Obesity, sedentary lifestyle, poor sleep, and stress may increase your risk of AFib, by the way. And of course, for those of you with arthritis symptoms, according to a study, this anti-inflammatory spice could soothe your symptoms. It's called turmeric. And it's found in curcumin X4000 with fenugreek, which we have at the Power Mall. And of course, for those of you who are interested, we still have the real Anthony Fauci available at the Power Mall, so give the gift of knowledge if you would. And of course, Children's Health Defense moves Congress to act on the unvaxxed New York City teacher problem codes, explaining why they placed problem codes on educators for being unvaccinated. Yeah. This is what's going on. They are targeting people that haven't gotten the jab yet. Why do they want to kill all our teachers? Oh, you're not going to believe this. Fauci is going to join Georgetown University's faculty as a distinguished professor. I would not attend one of his classes if you paid the tuition for me to go. The guy is evil. Oh, but you watch all these libtards will line up and go right in there and listen to this drivel. By the way, in the world of cancel culture, Jesse Waters, oh, they've had a big shakeup at Fox News, like you really care. He's taking over Tucker Carlson's primetime slot, according to Fox's lineup shuffle. They're taking Laura Ingraham and moving her to Jesse Waters' slot and moving Waters into Tucker's slot, and Hannity and Gutfeld will continue on their alleged slots. Yeah, well, hey, do we care? Do we care? Do we need to watch? No, we don't need to do that. A Harvard scholar who studies honesty has been accused of fabricating her findings on a research paper. Are you surprised? Francesca Gino of Harvard Business School, clever way to prompt honest behavior, was retracted because it relied on fraudulent data. Maybe she got it from AI. Who knows? Here's some good news for you with a couple of minutes left before we get into the next hour. And Justin Porter with North American Urban Spice, a former school principal who grew frustrated with the school system, quit her job as a school principal, instead chose to homeschool her three kids on a 10-acre plot of land. And they're growing veggies and doing all that good stuff. Yep. Mandy Davis, 37, was adopted from Seoul, South Korea. Later grew up in Nebraska, said her own public school experience was not all roses. So She decided after moving to Central Oregon with her husband, Josh, was going to get out of the state school system and start doing the right thing by her kids. And of course, Joe Wilder, a religious man, saw the shenanigans in his workplace, decided this is wrong. He fled to Texas, bought a plot of land to restart his biblical life. He's growing his own food and homesteading his kids, homeschooling them too. Gotta love it. His family of eight is getting a decent Christian education. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know this, Barbara Mandrell's staggering log mansion is going up for auction this October. They're estimating it's going to bring well over $11 million at auction. Six-bedroom, 13-bathroom home. Largest log home in the United States at one time, 30,000 square feet. Wow! 221 heavily wooded acres in Whites Creek, Tennessee. That's amazing, isn't it? Can you afford it? I don't think so. We'll be back with Justin Porter after these words here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
Your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.